Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
The Norwalk. Man, am I out of breath? I had to do the kick out, you know, Habanagila stuff. Anyway, I welcome you to the second hour of our Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, click on listen upper left and then listen online. You'll be set up to stream the show. And check us out on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. You got to see the crows playing in the snow on the cars. You just have to. Check it out. Very funny. And by the way, during the break, when we weren't dancing to the Jingle Cats, Nathan fixed the Animal World Live email account. I knew he would be able to. I couldn't figure it out, but it's that sensitive mouse I'm not quite used to yet, and I messed it up, and everything I did made it worse, but he took two seconds, and it was like, I fixed it.
Well, it was what you said. You just clicked the button, and you didn't know which button that was, so just had to click that button again.
Yeah. But, you know, it's I'm grateful for the young ones that know what they're doing, but it's also a little frustrating when, you know, you've racked your brain, you can't figure it out, and you're going nuts, and in 2 seconds, boom, they know exactly what to do. Anyway, it's fixed now. So you can send us email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We'll be able to get them and see what's going on.
I know, since I started having to do a lot more technology, and I used to short-circuit it and make it all wonky and everything like that, that I had a guide that came in, and he's called Roger Dodger is what he's called, because he was in World War One with me, and he was very techie at that time, and so he's just helping me in this lifetime. And all of a sudden, I'll get the, just make a new tab, or make it do, all these little simple things that come naturally to other people. You know, he's just like that word is just right there. Make a new tab. Do something different. Do this. Push that button. And I'm like going, okay, and I try it, and
it works, huh?
Yeah, sometimes I'm in the middle.
Well, but see, I could have a guide tell me to make a new tab, and I'd have to say, well, okay, how? How do you do that? I don't necessarily know how to do all those things.
Well, that's the thing, though, is he's showing me at the same time that I'm doing it, and it's been amazing letting that go. I've been on my show, because I do my shows Monday and Wednesday, and I'm on the middle of my show, and something goes on, and it's like, I have to make a new tab. Still do my show as I'm talking and and do things like that. I'm getting quite techie for who I used to be. I'm kind of proud of myself.
All right. Well, so I should tell you, because I told you I would. I'd tell you my kind of computer and phone story and all of that. I guess, you know, I had to be drug kicking and screaming into the world of computers and technology and all of that. So I think I was one of the last people on the planet to get a PC. And I had, you know, a PC to start with. And then I think it lasted like 15 years or so. I mean, it lasted way beyond, you know, the time it was supposed to. But like 15 years or more, it lasted me. And then I decided to, because everybody I knew had gone to Apple's, you know, and Macs. And I didn't do that until I moved into the house I am now. So out in the Monroe Salton area. So it was less than 12 years ago. It was probably 12 years ago. I got my first Mac desktop. And to get that, I went to the Apple store in Linwood. You know, I went to an Apple. Anyway, it's in the mall up at the Alderwood in Linwood. And it's not necessarily easy to get to in that you can't just drive up in front of the store. It's in the, you know, back in the middle of the mall. So you have to park and then hike in there, which is not a problem unless you're carrying a big, huge computer. So, you know, I went in and I bought my computer, and I remember hauling it out of there. And then I remember there was some kind of issue of some kind that I had to take the whole thing back. And then it was kind of a, you know, I had to haul it all the way back. Okay. So now we're 10, 12 years down the line. My old computer is on its way out, and I need a new one. Well, I've already decided. Now I'm 10, 12 years older. And if I get a new one, then I'd still have to haul this computer. You know, who wants to take a dolly in their car and be an old lady dollying a computer through Alderwood Mall? I just didn't want to. And then you get there and it's like a zoo and you have to have an appointment ahead of time. And anyway, you can't feel relaxed and like they can take as much time as they, and all of that. Anyway, I didn't want to do that. Well, midway through the years I had my computer, at some point I had problems, and then talking with Apple on the phone and all of that, realized that it needed a new hard drive. So at the time, Apple referred me to a private store that did only Apple stuff, you know, and was authorized by them. And it was called City Mac, and they're in Kirkland. So, you know, I called and I talked to them, and they were really great. And so I packed up my computer and down I went, and I could park right in front of the store and walk right in. And oh my gosh, they were fabulous. And anyway, they ended up doing a whole hard drive for me and fixing up a backup system and all this stuff. And I had the most wonderful experience. And so I put it in my mind, okay, when this dies and I need a new computer, I'm going back to them. All right, so during the pandemic, my computer's dying and I'm needing a new one. So I go out on a cruise because I can't remember the name of the place. You know, I must have gone through a doorway. But I didn't know what doorway to go back into to get. Anyway, I couldn't remember that. So I drove down to Kirkland, and when I got to the place, it's not there. So I went into with the place, what was there now, and sure enough, the owner of that little store said, "Oh yeah, they closed, and you know, so they're at their original place up in Bellingham." That fired my memory, and I remembered that the original City Mac was in Bellingham. So I decided, well, okay, if they're still the same great place they were, I think I'd rather drive, make twice the drive to Bellingham than have to deal with Apple and Linwood.
I was going to say, you were up in my end of the woods.
I was. Okay, so week before last, we had it all set up for me to go up on Wednesday, and I had 2 days blocked out in case they couldn't get everything done, that I could go, if I had to leave my, you know, the new computer with the old one and come back the next day and all of that. And then the snow happened, then all that stuff went on, and my back went out, and I couldn't dig out and haul out my computer and all of that, so we had to postpone it a week till this last Wednesday. So, but this last Wednesday, everything lined up, and my back was good enough. Jude was not happy with me crawling around on the floor and unhooking everything and pounding all that sort of stuff, but I had to do it anyway. So up I went to Bellingham. So I want to tell you, City Mac in Bellingham is the most fabulous place. My gosh, what a wonderful company. Everyone that's there is nice and friendly. And even though they're geeks and they know all this stuff, they speak English and they're relaxed and helpful, and you know, they're like the only game in town other than Apple, so they're busy and all of that, and they can't always answer their phones. In fact, most of the time they can't answer their phone, but they will get back to you and all of that. Anyway, I'm just got to tell you, I had the most fantastic experience. Shay was the gal that I connected with on the phone and made all the arrangements with, and then I got up there and I bought the new computer, and then they spent the day transferring everything over. And in the meantime, they were trying to, you know, deal with my phone and then that. Anyway, so the fact of the matter is that they helped me through all of it. They helped me when my phone died, so I couldn't call or look up numbers. They helped me connect with and find an iPhone that I could go get on the mm-hmm. way home and all that kind of stuff. And so I came. It was a long day. It was like a 12-hour day from leaving, driving up, doing everything, driving down, and then down here getting a new phone. So I didn't get home till 8 o'clock Wednesday night. So it was like 12 hours on the road and so forth. But it was so worth it. And I am so grateful to them. I came home. I set everything up. And, you know, of course, I couldn't just, well, wait till tomorrow. I had to set everything up. And of course, the computer turned on and was great. I got that all hooked up right. The wireless keyboard, which, you know, I didn't have wireless stuff before, that I just had to plug it in for a second, you know, to charge it. And that worked. And then the mouse wouldn't work. And my touchpad from my old computer wouldn't work with the new computer. So I couldn't do anything with the computer because I didn't have a working mouse. And I'm trying to, save my soul, figure out how to use this wireless mouse, and I can't figure it out. And so I send them a text. They're long closed by the late that night, Wednesday night, when I figured, and I sent Shay a text to explain my problem and then shut everything down and went to bed. And the next morning, since I got there, she called me. And, of course, the last part of my text was, I think it might be me. I'm hoping it's me, and you'll have a simple answer, kind of covering like the Nathan base for the website, you know. Sure enough, she calls me up and says, well, hey, Martha, did you push the button and turn the mouse on? Hello? Shay, what are you talking about? What button? What do you mean, turn the mouse on? So I turn this mouse over, which I've been looking at all the time, and there's a hole that's got lights in it, and the lights weren't turning, so I figured this. Well, then next to it, there's no big button. It's recessed. It's teeny, and it doesn't even look like a. It doesn't look like it looks like there's anything there. And of course, does the computer come with a computer book with instructions? No. What happened to instructions? Why don't you get? There's nothing with the mouse that tells you how to use the door. Well, sure enough, I go. You know, I run in the other room and turn my computer, pick up the mouse. Oh, okay, I see. Oh, yeah, I stick my fingernail in there and, yeah, it makes it green. Oh, it's working. Thanks a lot. Anyway, just so you know, City Mac responds immediately and solved my problem. So I'm now good to go. But I wanted to let you know, if you are like me and you do Mac stuff and you want someone that you can trust to get you what you want and guide you through the whole process and teach you. And my gosh, they did all the techie guy by the later in the afternoon while I was up there, the business just got slow and there was nobody in the store but me. Now, mind you, it's usually so full they can't even answer their phones. Okay. There's nobody but me. So everybody comes out. We're having a little fun fest and visiting. And the techiest guy there comes out and says, oh, I'm going to set up your computer for you. So he starts doing all this stuff. And he says, I like to do this. And do you ever lose your little mouse, Ariel? It gets too small. Yeah, well, look, I'll make it bigger for you. Hey, I'll make the print. I'll do this. I'll do that. And he's doing it so fast, you know, but I watched everything. I learned a ton.
Yeah.
And so when I got home and all of that, and then I, instead of like calling somebody else to how do I do this, I figured, well, I can kind of figure it out. And I figured out all this stuff. So I'm getting more techie and I'm learning more stuff. But anyway, City Mac in Bellingham, it is well worth the trip if you want someone you can trust and set you up or get the help that you need if you don't want to go to Apple. So there you go.
That's now, next, we got to work on sorting your emails.
Well, no, that's I can do that on my, because I'm AOL, I'm old school. On my email account, I'm good with that. It's just the Hotmail account for Animal World, I couldn't figure that out. But maybe if you help me before I leave today, I'll come around to your side and you can show me where you fixed it.
Sure.
That will help in case I mess it up again, because I'm still getting used to this mouse. It could happen again. All right, so that's my story, and now you know. If you need help with your Mac and people you can trust, City Mac in Bellingham, only place to go. So there you go. Oh, and the other thing, and so a lot of things have worked out really well, and a lot of things have been Mercury in retrograde from here to there, but I also financed my new car with a different credit union. And they were up in Bellingham, have no idea, and I was having some issues with that. And lo and behold, I drove right by it on the way to City Mac and thought, well, if they're still open, I'll drive, because I thought they were a schlocky organization and I was going to change my financing because I thought they were really a crappy place. Okay. Well, I did have time before I stopped in. They were open. I went in. Lo and behold, they were wonderful. And I talked to them and they were just so helpful. They straightened everything out. They gave me personal numbers in case. Anyway, so I'm very happy with the credit union now and all of that. And that's all been worked out. So that was a bonus to my trip. But I got to do that.
That's
too.
The thing is if, you know, like my mantra this week is that, you know, I'm willing to trust the process and everything in divine timing. You know, it's like that, that process of, you know, the universe will be at our back if we're willing to move with it. I'm finding synchronicities are like amazing.
Well, I'm fine too.
If I'm aligned with it.
Yeah, and what I found, the key for me is turning it over to Divine Mother and turning it over right away. So I turned the computer and the phone and all that stuff over. And even though it was a little frustrating for me going through the process, when I put that aside and just trusted the process, followed my guidance, it was amazing how well it was set up. And I did in one day. I got to Bellingham. I got a new computer. They transferred everything. My phone died, but I was able to get a new phone. Everything transferred from the iCloud. I was all set up. And I came home 12 hours later. Everything was done. Plus, I got the credit union straightened out, and that was a bonus. So I really was guided through the process, and it worked really nicely.
Yes. And you know, congratulations for putting the emotions in the forefront. Let them kind of come along for the ride to see, oh, I can trust this process. You know, because many of us are I'm finding people are very emotional lately. And it's been hard to not have them screaming and yelling, our emotions screaming and yelling at us and getting us distracted from the greater picture of what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Yeah. All righty then. Looks like we better take care of advertisers here and stay on track. And then how about, let's see how we do with singing. Oh, we got somebody on the phone? Well, then I guess somebody doesn't want to hear us sing. Not surprised about that, but we'll have to dazzle them a little later. All right, so we're going to take care of advertisers, and then we'll do a phone call. Then we'll sing. All right, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA washington.org.
I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. We're excited to tell you about the changes for 2022. Conscious Talk will now be broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll share Conscious Minutes Tuesday and Wednesdays at 7 a.m. on KKNW and on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Fridays.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is moving to Fridays, and listen for our Conscious Minutes on KKNW and AM 880 Kixie.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Oh, love some chestnuts. Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of our Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas edition. We're going to sing coming up. However, let's see. First of all, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and all kinds of wonderful holiday stuff going on out at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell in the Yoga Hall. And there will be a wonderful Christmas Eve service this week. I'm going to actually, the first time since I don't know. Has it been 3 years? I don't know how long it's been since I've actually physically been to temple for a service. I've not. I've been Zooming, but I'm gonna mask, but I'm going. I'm going to go Christmas Eve because it's my favorite service of the year. Haven't been able to do it for 3 years. Provided the weather doesn't go south in the snow, I am actually going to go to church, and I'm really looking forward to it. I will follow my safety protocols, and I know I'll be just fine, so I'm looking forward to that. And there's a Christmas Day service, too, but it is at 1 p.m. on Christmas Day, not at the normal 10 a.m. service time. So if you are interested in that, check everything out at anandawashington.org. Anandawa.org will get you there, too. And, of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love to have you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And you can shoot me an email because now I can get them, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Okie dokie. As promised, we are headed to Bothell. And Sue, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hello.
Good morning, hi, Sue.
Hi. So I have two questions that are unrelated, if that's okay.
Well, that's just fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one is I called last month about my cat that had a hot spot.
Yes. That's right. Yeah.
Zoe, brown tabby, kinky tail, 9 years old. And so I was using Rescue Remedy on her, and then I stopped, and she got another hot spot. And then I had Nell's work on her last week.
Right.
And the hot spots are better, but I want to know how she's doing and if I should continue the Rescue Remedy, because maybe that's why she got the second hot spot.
Yep. So that's what Natasha wanted you to tune in here to Zoe and what Sue's doing. And
yeah,
if you can see what's going on energetically.
Yeah,
here.
There's something. I don't know where Nell's worked on her, but I'm getting
well,
that.
Well, you know, they don't.
I know. I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it.
Was that whatever the body told him at the time?
I get it. I respect that. Yeah. And so that, you know, to finish.
Yeah. So who knows?
Yeah. What I'm getting, though, is her kidneys are struggling a little bit.
Hmm.
Like a lot of us, there's been a lot of processing going on. And when we're processing a lot, it's our liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, because the kidneys help flush out the stress that we're in. You know, and if we're not drinking enough water, if we're not managing our stress, you know, and the skin is part of our negotiation. People forget that the skin is an organ.
Right.
And if we're not taking enough water, and the skin is actually our border to our body, and it takes in a lot of things. And so if you've been, I feel like that you're negotiating through some stress yourself. And so with that
maybe Sue that's dealing with some stress. As well.
Are you struggling with a little bit of stress here? I mean, I know all of us are within reason, but is there something that is kind of keying you in? On a little bit more emotional stress, I'm going to add in.
Yeah, that's the other question that's coming up.
Okay, that's question number two.
So now when we go back to your sweet kitty, Zoe, I would continue Rescue Remedy. I wouldn't necessarily, I would just put it in her water and just give it to her.
She doesn't drink much water, but I
that's the
put
kidney.
It in her food and add water, and I put it on treats.
Okay, so there again is the kidneys aren't being able to flush through the stress that is going on in the home. Not to say that, you know, because our animals are here to support us. So it's not a negative or a positive. It's a thing. So please do not take anything on personally here. It's a thing. And so with that, thank you for putting water in her food, you know, getting her a little bit other things that may have a little bit more water-ishness in it so that she can get a little bit more as she's flushing things.
No, I'm going to just ask Sue. It sounds to me like I know that we talked about the Miracle 2 gel.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get any of that?
No, because I'm using the other stuff I was using, and it's clearing it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah. So Natasha, you're not feeling like she should do anything differently.
No, where are the, I feel like, the hot spots, are they on the back?
One was on the leg. I think the first
one
was
on
the leg.
Leg,
wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Where was the second one, Sue?
Okay, so the first one was the left leg below the elbow, mm-hmm. front, and the second one is the right arm above the elbow. Mm. So opposite arms and opposite
yeah.
area.
Okay.
Yeah, so looking at, I don't know in the... acupressures and the acupunctures and stuff, what that median is.
Right.
But I'm getting that it's partially the kidneys aren't flushing her. And there's a little bit of stress. So good. Keep going with what you're doing. Yes. Keep going with what you're doing. There's also, if you have anything like the Jackson Galaxy for relaxation, because
I can get it.
Yeah, there's something about having that kind of more relaxing. There's an angst that I'm feeling like is in your house. Have you smudged your house or done anything to clear the energy of your home lately?
No, I don't know how to do that.
Okay. So you can go around and even if you vacuum. Let's say if you're vacuuming, I ask Archangel Michael help me vacuum up the icky energies. Or if you're sweeping, you know, do the action of sweeping your house and then sweep it out the door. So that there's ways of shifting the energy, because the cats are on the floor, on our chairs, they're on our couches where we sit, so they do pick up energy. So like on your chair that you're constantly sitting, go in and pat it. You know, like it's almost like how you know when you dust something, you pat it. You know, do that with the energy. Shake out your pillow. I bang my bed sometimes when I've had a rough night, you know, where I just go pat my bed, pop, 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 pop along the bed, just to kind of break up the energy to help move things. And then if you get a little bit of sage, you know, and get a conch shell or a shell, and then you just light it safely and not real. You can relight it. You don't have to keep lighting it, and then that can help you
okay,
move things along.
And Natasha, when I pulled up Jackson Galaxy's site and his holistic solutions, mm-hmm. the flower essences.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the options would be: there's a safe space for cats. There is an ultimate skin soother, which is a combination of three, which is a skin soother, obsession solution, and stress stopper.
Yeah, that one. So, I got a yes on that one.
On the ultimate skin.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sue, if you go to JacksonGalaxy.com, look at the holistic solutions. There's a combination of three that are called the ultimate skin solution.
Okay.
Ultimate skin soother.
Mm-hmm.
And it's three different essences. That's the one that Natasha says is right.
Okay.
There's just something about, when we're having a heightened emotional situation ourselves as humans, our animals need that heightened support for their emotional basis so that they can process through it. And like I said, the liver, gallbladder, because liver and gallbladder are about emotions, and then the liver, and then the kidneys are about that flushing it out.
Okay.
All right. So, did we ever get to question two?
Nope, not yet.
Oh, okay. How about
no. I tapped into it by knowing.
So I had a close friend pass last month, and
I'm so sorry.
I didn't know about it. I found out. Or in a roundabout way, like weeks after it mm-hmm. happened, and I'm just wondering how she is, if she has anything to say to me, because I really miss her.
Mm.
I didn't keep in good contact with her, but she knows that I...
Yes.
Are you able to tune in with that much information, Natasha?
Can
or
you
do
give
you
me
need
an,
a first name? Or a
first name or initials?
Leslie.
She, okay, so there's an energy that came to me when I said her name, and she was a very kind woman, yet had this little bit of kick of an attitude sometimes when she needed it. Does it sound like her?
Kind of, yeah. She had a very big heart.
Yes, yes, yes. But then she had some good boundaries. She knew how to have boundaries sometimes.
Okay.
Does that, so this is the energy that I'm getting. She's very, she's actually being very much, I see her sitting with a bunch of angels like they're having great conversation. Mm. That she's part of them. She's part of the angel group. She's very, very much at home. She's very loving. She's a very loving soul. She's,
it sounds like all is good for her.
Yes. She's very much at peace. She's very much in love. She's, what I see when I ask her, about you, she turns to me and she has the most glorious smile on her face for you.
Oh.
She and her eyes are twinkling.
She loves you too, Sue.
Yes, she puts her hands on her heart and she just, and then she's bringing him out to you. So it's like she's the love that she has in her heart, she's giving you that love back. Mm. So she's opening her hands to you. It's hard to explain that on the radio here, but she's very loving, very much. She's okay. She's standing up tall. She knows who she is. She knows where she's at. She's come home, and she's loving you
so
much.
She's good. She loves Sue. She's passing that on. Any specific messages from her for Sue?
I wish I could give a hug right now.
So more hugs more than anything else.
Yeah, it's that unspoken love that you had between the two of you. That's why she's not really using words right now. I feel like that it's that unspoken love that you two had, and you would understand that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's way beyond what it was in humanness. Mm. Now.
Okay.
So she's good on the other side, and her love for you continues, and she's sending you big hugs.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Oh man, it's if I had somebody who was in my corner having that much love for me, I would feel loved endlessly.
All right, so soak it up, Sue.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
I hope that answers your question. She doesn't worry about not having any communication with you. She knows that you guys always had love.
All right.
Okay.
Very good.
Blessings to you. I hope that helps you.
All righty. Yeah. Thank you, Sue. Thank you. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas.
You too.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Well, that brings us right up to needing to take care of advertisers again. Then we get to sing. Sound good? Okay. All right. Stay right where you are and get excited because it's time. We'll be singing coming up. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help.
cat's not using the litter box, biting or scratching you or your furniture, maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dog's barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Gotta love those jingle cats and jingle dogs. Hopefully, we will do an equally good job at singing. And before we do that, just so you know, we heard from Nupro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuproSupplements.com. Check them out. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Dr. Nils Rasmussen, you can check him out at HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. Still, he does have the do-it-yourself-at-home program available, the Rasmussen Reset. And if you'd like a free phone consultation, just click on the contact link, fill out the form, tell him you want to talk. He'll arrange a phone call with you. And check out Jude Ponton, our premier sound healer, Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. And you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call for an in-person or remote treatment, 206-706-2836. All righty. So it has come to that time. All right. Now we've got four eager voices going on here. I have no idea how this is all going to work out. Well, trust Divine Mother, you're in charge. So if we mess up, okay, I'm turning it over to you right now.
Okay? And I'm hearing my hands are off of this.
Ah! All right. Well, please do your best to guide us and help us with this. We'll have a good time no matter what. Now, we did a pretty good job last year singing our tunes together. In fact, I think did the best job we've ever done together last year.
I think we were pretty good.
So now we're just adding the backup track of music. So, well, we're going to just go for it. Now, folks, we've not practiced this or put these together. Now, Nathan, you say that there's kind of a instrumental startup, and then we begin.
Mm-hmm. And I'll cue you in. I'll point at you like a choir director.
Okay, so Nathan's going to direct. Okay,
you're
we can
professional, Martha. You got this.
Psst. If something goes wrong, it's Nathan's fault.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. So he's going to direct us, and now we might have to stop mid tune and start over. You never know. It could be rehearsal. We might just be fabulous right off the bat. So we are going to start
We'll persevere, as it says.
My all-time favorite, the Animal World version of Winter Wonderland. So whenever you're ready. Dog tasting.
Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
It's yellow, not white. I've been there tonight, marking up my winter wonderland. Smell that tree, that's my fragrance. It's a sign to wandering vagrants. Avoid where I pee, it's my property, marked up as my winter wonderland. In the meadow, Dad will build a snowman, following the classical design. Then I'll lift my leg and let it go, man, so all the world will know it's mine, mine, mine. Straight from me to the fence post flows my natural incense boast. Stay off my turf, this small piece of earth, I marked it as my winter wonderland. Woohoo!
Wow. Not bad.
No, I think we did pretty good.
That was pretty good. Fancy.
I approve.
Wow. Not bad with music and everything. Hey, yeah. We're getting pretty fancy here.
It's easier with music, honestly.
Yeah.
It's kind of automatic pilot for me anymore. I've been doing it for so many years. All righty. Now, round two for Santa Paws is coming to town. And do not bark. You better not bite. You better not scratch the sofa tonight. Santa Paws is coming to town. You better not growl, you better just purr. You better not howl or shed lots of fur. Santa Paws is coming to town. He sees you in the kitchen. He sees your every try at secretively snitching that slice of pumpkin pie. Woo, that was me. Oh, you better just know the greeting he sends. He's saying ho ho to all his best friends. Santa Paws is coming to town. Secretly snitching that slice of pumpkin pie. Woohoo! Oh, you better just know the greeting he sends. He's saying ho ho to all his best friends. Santa Paws is coming to town. Coming to town. Wow, that was too much fun. Okay, I don't think we did it enough. I think that maybe we can close out the last hour. We'll do it again. Then we'll be even better. Okay, so we'll do it again the next hour. Well, that was fun. Hey, Nathan, what a great idea for our music and everything. And hey, who knew he was a choir director?
Huh? Missed a cue on that second one, but we'll get it next time.
Well, we didn't have any rehearsal. That was pretty good for no rehearsals, first, don't you think? Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, cool. All right. So, in the few minutes we've got left in this hour here, Natasha, you mentioned a little bit about the astrology and so forth. If we could kind of get an update on what's going on, you know, ending out the year, starting up the new one, that sort of thing. And then you've hinted to me that you might have a special spiritual channeling that might come through. So enlighten us.
Okay, so I wear many hats, and part of mine is that I have channeled many times before, and that was one thing that I know that a lot of us have an understanding that Mother Mary and Jesus are part of a religious scenario. They are not. They are our helpers. They are our friends. I call Mother Mary my mother. There's been times when, because I have not had my mother for almost 24 years now, that I've needed a mom mm-hmm. and a hard night, and she's come and rubbed my cheek for me and actually put me to sleep one night when I knew I wasn't going to sleep that night. You know, and, you know, Jesus is just pure love. If you're looking for someone to just sit down with you and have a conversation, you can feel the love coming from him. They do not care. The angels do not care what we believe in. It's not destined on what us humans believe in. It's who they are. They are love.
All the human judgment, who's right, who's wrong, who's got it, who doesn't, guess what?
They don't have it. They're free from that.
We're all part of the same whole. There's only one Father, Mother, God for us mm-hmm. in this universe. And all of this, we're all part of the same whole.
Exactly.
Okay? So it doesn't matter to them.
Exactly. And
if
so
you need comfort,
you
can seek it from anybody.
Mm-hmm. And I had a feeling that people could use a message from them. And so Jesus said, he's actually here right now, said that he would be one that would be willing to, both of them said, but Jesus is here. So
Jesus is always here. Okay?
Yes.
because I have it pointed toward me, it's over in my corner, but the photographs from the altar that in my home, Jesus is the center. And then the master yogis, Babaji, Lord Krishna, Lahiri Mashai, Swamiji, Sri Yukteswar, and Yogananda on this altar card that I have. But you see, Jesus is there. He's always here.
Yeah,
just front and center this week with you being here.
So with
but
that,
he's always here for Stacy and Nathan
because
they're very strongly connected.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. So with that he I feel like he has a message if we have time and would like to do that, because I know that this coming in this new year, anytime we have an equinox or a solstice, it's doorways.
Okay.
They
we've
doorways.
Got like little 5 minutes till we're done with this hour. You think that's enough time?
I don't know for the channeling, but for the communication, yes.
Okay. Well, let's do that.
Yeah. So with that right now we're coming into the this week, the winter solstice, which is usually,
that's right.
I always picture equinox or a solstice. It's kind of like going through a funnel. You know, we have one end that's bigger, and then we kind of go through this funnel of a tightness of cleaning off what we need to clean off and filter into what we want to be. And then it gets small and as the equinox comes through or the solstice, and then it comes back out again later. And we come
and
into
that's roundabouts the 21st, isn't it? 20th, 21st?
Mm-hmm, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, you know, we have this awareness that, you know, we sometimes get emotional during that time because the emotions pop up to say, do we really want to be emotional about this in this intention, in this harshness or strictness? You know, it's that going through that. And then we also, at that same time, within a day or two, we have a new moon. And the new moon's always about new starts. What do we want to have in our life? What do we want to do in our life? The newness coming in.
Well, so is that's before the end of the month here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's actually
right.
Within, so we have the solstice.
So we got
and
the
then
solstice and then the new moon, which is about what's new. Well, and what appropriate timing is that for going into the new year?
The new
and
year,
of course, and,
exactly.
All right, so,
exactly.
So astrologically, we're kind of being set up.
We're being set up.
Okay.
To, and I'm
in a positive
say,
way.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, and look at the emotions that are popping up. They're your friends. They're here to be your teller to say, okay, do I really want to be this? Do I want to know this? You know, even anger, judgment, whatever that emotion is, even if it has no words, it's just, you know, what is it telling you that, or what is it, what are you being triggered by to see if that is something that we need to be that strong about? You know, can we just go back a couple notches and kind of be more friendly with what is being triggered? And then we're also at the same time, you know, we're in Hanukkah, we're in, we're coming into Christmas, you know, time and Kwanzaa, a lot of those different emotional triggers there with families and things like that. So mm-hmm. it's, you know, holidays aren't always the most ripest time for loving emotions sometimes when we get together with family. So look at what is the old patterns. What are some of our old patterns that are sticking around? Do we keep people as they were, or are we actually looking at them as they are now? You know, because a lot of us have changed and shifted in our lives, and we're not the same people we used to be. You know, and sometimes it's for the better and sometimes it's not. And we have to, in a way, and I'm saying this, look at who we are now, even ourselves, give ourselves credit. And so at the same time all this is going in, we're coming into a Mercury in retrograde. So when a planet goes into retrograde, it's about re-looking, rethinking, re-knowing, reapplying, I read texts twice. You know, I'm ready to send out my newsletter. I'm reading it four or five times. You know, it's that rethinking, reapplying, re-knowing, what can we be doing? Then we're going to come into the new year. So this new year, it's kind of that, you know, a lot of people have hope for this new year. It's going to be a good year. Yet at the same time, if we haven't done the emotional, physical, spiritual work, it's going to be a little bit rockier for us. And you know, it's going to be, but like I said earlier, the animals are going to be helping us. So if you get a crow that dances in front of you, like yesterday, I had to drive over a sparrow. Mm. You know, he was on the, and I know he didn't make it, but what does sparrow mean? I had to drive over him to get the message.
Yeah, yeah. And so pay attention to any animals that cross your path. And if you don't know what the message is, that's where
Google.
You go to Ted Andrews, Animal Speak. And, because in Animal Wise, they're all in there and the messages are there and it's very,
and if
helpful.
You don't even have those, you can even Google spiritual meaning of.
Yeah.
And you'll get
it. So we will
advance.
Pick this up on the other side of closing out hour number two, firing up hour number three. And just in case you are having trouble with what Natasha said around the holidays and dark emotions and that sort of thing. I did talk to Cindy last night, our friend in Salton, who I do have questions about Crystal and stuff, if she doesn't call in. But she was telling me, she was reminding me that she had a friend that died on her property.
Yes.
Like 17 years ago, and the anniversary was just now, and that has been getting worse every year for her to go through.
Yes.
Was getting bad this year. Well, guess what she did this year? She called Linda Rasmussen. And Linda did a remote best treatment with her. She said it shifted it instantly for her, and it's no longer an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need help with this, remember, go back and listen to the archived version of the second Sunday last month's show, because they talked about how to do, how to deal with a lot of the stress. But
yes.
a remote over the phone with her and Cindy, it absolutely diffused that whole trigger for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All righty. So we are actually over time. We've got to close out hour number one. We're going to do the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs one more time for today. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Kick your heels up like I'm going to do and have been doing. And then when we come back, Natasha's going to pick up what she left off and clean up the rest of the astrological stuff. And then we'll see how a channeling works here with Natasha. We haven't done that since Robin Alexis, but she used to channel all the time here, St. Francis for us and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. So anyway, stay right where you are. And I'm energizing up the Jingle Cats and Dogs. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination. Our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Jingle Cats and Dogs, and they're coming right up. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.